Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Fox Sports, Ms. Jen Hale. Jen, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Jen, we lead it off the show with, you know, that was an interview that Joe Dumars did with Rod Walker, and I think he's also maybe done it with Fletcher Mackel also, stating the fact that Zion, no matter what, there's always the vortex around the tornado, around Zion would be part of the Pelicans for the 2025-26 season, and they would most likely keep the 7th overall pick in the draft. But I give you kudos. You said it first here. 3 weeks ago, when I asked you, you said Zion's going to be part of this team in 2025-26, and that most likely without a Godfather deal, they would keep that 7th overall pick. So, hey, I give you full credit. You had that long before Dumars said it.
Well, thanks. It's the writing was on the wall when they asked Zion to go represent the team at the draft or at the lottery, right? In preparation
Correct.
For the draft. And look, he obviously he's a generational talent. Talent isn't the issue. Conditioning and commitment is. So I'm encouraged with everything that Joe Dumars has been saying about the honest, frank conversations, the direct conversations he's had with Zion. To the point of, look, you've played 214 games in 6 seasons. You're our max money player. This can't work. So I do think Zion has a good heart, and I think and hope he's going to take that into consideration and really reflect on what that means and what changes he needs to make to be present for this team. Because, look, all the apples are in one basket with Zion now. It's a small market team. They do not want to go into the luxury tax. That would be very, very difficult for them. So Zion has to step up and produce and be a leader.
Jen, you pointed that out. I was going to bring it up about the leadership part of it. And there is, and you pointed out some things, a lack of maturity on his part. You also got to understand who you around in life that could lead you somewhat astray, and we've seen the news on that over the last week happen also, and certain things occur. But this is really all up to Zion. Joe Dumars can have to talk with him. Okay, that's great. It's almost like, you know, mom and dad talking to you about, hey, listen, when you go out at night, I don't want you drinking too much. I don't want you getting in trouble. But you know what it comes down to? You got to be the one.
1,000%. But look, you're a parent and your girls turned out awesome. You know that sometimes that message has to come from a different voice. They yep. start tuning you out after a while. With the skins Dumars has on the wall, the things he's accomplished, I'm hoping that's going to be enough to really get Zion's attention and make him go, I'm getting a get-out-of-jail-free card here, and I need to not waste this opportunity.
with the seventh overall pick, Charlie and I were talking about this, and you've covered the team since really they became the Pelicans. And this is a team that would really need to bring in another big man. And again, it's finding that guy at seven. It's not like you pick in third or fourth. So there's a little bit of a run to get to the seven mark. But I think a big man is certainly someone they have to look at strongly to team up with Mise. And you were also part of it early on to say that a lot of the coaches had spoke to you about, hey, Eves is a lot further along than people might think he is as a player. And I remember you coming on and saying that, but they need another big guy.
They do. They have missed the presence of Jonas Valanciunas since he departed. The team hasn't quite been the same. Those bigs are so tricky to bring in now, Mike, because they have to do so many different things. You got to be that big post presence, but you've got to have versatility. You've got to be able to switch. So it's a delicate pick. But it is certainly an area of need. It's where I expect the Pelicans to go unless something drastically changes or somebody becomes available, some sort of trade comes up that's just too good to turn down, because that is certainly the glaring area they need to address.
Jen, we haven't had you on since the NFL draft, and I know leading into it, you were hoping that maybe that guy from LSU might still be there when the Saints pick, and he wasn't. but they did get a big man.
Are you a Patriots fan now?
Yeah, well, you're going to have to partially be one. Picking Kelvin Banks Jr., and, you know, he's – when you start as a true freshman at Texas, that tells you a lot. 18-year-old, man, you walk in that room and it's, hey, kid, it's your job at left tackle. And he handled that very well. But I thought one of the most glaring comments was something Archie Manning told me off the air, and then when he came on with us, repeated it, that during the season last year in talking to Lil Arch, Lil Arch told him that the best football player that we have at Texas is Kelvin Banks Jr., and I think he's also the best leader we have.
That's tremendous.
That's a big flag up the pole when you look at it, when you're the best. Now, I know one thing. Texas got some talent on that football team. You don't go where they go last year and not have talent. But it's also the leadership skills. So your thoughts on Kelvin Banks Jr. and him now situated at that left tackle position.
I'm excited to watch him develop and watch him embrace his professional identity in the NFL. I think he's primed to have immediate success, which is what you need out of your first rounder. And look, for where the Saints are at, now granted, with Derek's retirement and Ryan Ramczyk's retirement, you're getting some salary cap relief, but next year is going to be a tough season. So you are looking for bright spots. You are looking for development. You are looking to be poised to really take a huge jump in 2027 when you get a lot more salary cap room. And either you did terribly this upcoming season, so you've got a top quarterback draft pick, or Tyler Shuck has outpaced expectations and has proved it's his job. So I think it's a great opportunity for Kelvin to really get his feet wet, make his mistakes, have his learning curve, because everybody has to have it. But I expect him to do huge things. And look, the roster for the Saints, some of our favorite people in the world, right? A tremendous roster full of wonderful players and wonderful leaders. However, it's an aging roster. So who's got next? Who's going to be those guys, those voices in the locker room of the future? And from everything we've heard about Kelvin Banks Jr., it's not something he's going to have to try to do. It's not something he's going to have to push himself to do. It's his natural DNA, and that's a very positive thing for the Saints.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jen, I want to hop back to the NBA draft because Rod Walker's interview with Joe Dumars was awesome. It's great to hear from the lead executive and just directly from him. And the quote, "I know this draft, we're going to get a really good player at pick 7. This isn't last year's draft where, you know, even at the top, it wasn't very good. And the Pelicans finding Eve Misi at 21 was great last year. But this year, with a top 10 pick, you feel pretty strong about getting one of those really strong rotational pieces that you can add to this roster. At the same time, the more we kind of hear about it, because we're 3 weeks out from round one, all the buzz is like kind of circulating around what's going to happen after those top two picks. Like Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper seem locked in. But then what's going to happen at pick 3? And then from 3 to 7, where the Pelicans are going to be picking, maybe Dumars knows that a strong player is going to fall into their lap. And that's why they're very confident with the 7th overall pick.
Yeah, Charlie, I agree. And number 3 is where the fun starts, because we all know what's happening at 1 and 2. Nobody's given up either one of those. Look, the Pelicans have been very aggressive in their scouting. They have been very thorough in assessing needs under this new Dumars administration. And I think they're ready to make an excellent choice with that number 7 pick that's going to bode well for the Pelicans for the future. Because, look, they've got to take a page from OKC, right, and start drafting exceptionally well. One of the things I love about this upcoming finals is you've got two smaller market teams that aren't in the luxury tax. And those are your two teams in the finals. So they're providing a blueprint, and I think they're making a statement for small market teams everywhere that you can be successful in the NBA without spending millions in luxury tax dollars and attracting huge star power, big three type things, which bodes well for the Pelicans, because I don't think financially they're going to be in a position to do that anytime soon. So this number 7 pick, it needs to hit. And for Dumars, it's going to be his first opportunity to put his signature, his stamp on this team. So, all eyes on that number 7 pick. I think it's going to tell us a lot about Dumars' philosophy and where he sees this team going.
Jen, I'll go back to the Saints on this with Tyler Shuck. And it's so funny. I finally found it, a picture of Tyler Shuck when he was at Texas Tech coming to the Manning Passing Academy. He also came when he was at Louisville. But it was so funny. They have all the names, you know, where you're supposed to sit at. And they had the names of the player and the school. And underneath his name, they spelled it out, Shuck. Because they knew nobody was going to get it out of that
S-H-O-U-G-H.
And so Archie was, Mike, you only got to maybe have that. No, actually, I found it, and I sent it to him on it. But nothing's conventional in sports or in life anymore, to be honest with you. You got a 26-year-old rookie hitting the league. He's had a lot of downtime due to injuries. And okay, that's just part of the game. But it's more of the bone injury, not so much the soft tissue type injuries. For me, they basically have handed him the baton. I know coaches got to say what they got to say. It's an open competition. Spencer Rattler's right there with him, and we're going to have this and see who wins it. But basically, you didn't pick him in with the 40th overall pick in the draft to say, hey, kid, watch, I'm 26 years old. They picked him to be the immediate starter on this football team.
I agree with you, but I also agree with their decision not to publicly say that for Tyler's own development. You need him to have this competition atmosphere surrounding him for this camp. You don't want him to feel that type of pressure for the first time when he steps out on an NFL field for a regular season game. So, shoot, make him compete all summer long. Make him feel pushed. Make him feel like he hears those footsteps behind him. It's only going to make him better. And look, Charlie, Mike, one of the things I love about this coaching staff, if there was ever a ground for a young quarterback to be successful, you've got four former quarterbacks on this coaching staff that perform very highly at the NFL level. Talk about the tremendous opportunity for mentorship, for learning, for developing ahead of the curve. Tyler Shook's in a great position. I think that he is poised for great success. Now it's up to him. Can he embrace it and live up to it?
Jen, last question for you. The NFC South has been dominated for 4 years by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Talk about unconventional. Okay, I can understand people picking the Bucs when they had Tom Brady. But then, okay, here comes Baker Mayfield, who has bounced around. He was basically kind of a nomad from one team to the next to the next. He comes in here, and he really solidifies the quarterback position for the Bucs. They've done a great job of drafting. I know you do the preseason games for the Atlanta Falcons. The Panthers had a nice little run late in the year. Let's see if they can develop on that. Do you still feel that this division, I haven't seen anything to tell me that someone else is going to catch the Buccaneers in 2025?
I'm with you there. You know, it depends on how Michael Penix Jr. Comes out in Atlanta. And then for Saints fans that aren't completely paying attention to news in Atlanta, Kyle Pitts, another injury for him. He's not participating in their OTAs. That hurts. That's a significant blow. So certainly right now, Baker Mayfield and the Bucs are the team to beat. They didn't really lose that many players. They have a ton of continuity from the trenches to the skilled positions. And you've got Baker, you know. And if you look at the four quarterbacks across the NFC South, you've got to say easily he's the leader right now. Now, can Daniels or Penix jump out? Can Shook be a complete surprise? Can he be the Brock Purdy of the NFC South? It'll be fun to watch, but right now the baton, as you say, definitely belongs to Baker Mayfield.
And he got a Buka from Ohio State. That's all they need. Another really good receiver. Jen, you're going to like watching him play because he ain't going to watch much his rookie season. He's ready for prime time today. Jen, you do so much great work in the community, and we all want to thank you for that. But tell everybody if they want to get involved with Sideline Pass, and you and everybody involved with that do so much to help so many people in the community. Tell them exactly how they can do so.
Thank you, Mike. I always appreciate the plug. SidelinePass.org. We provide scholarships to academically excellent but financially challenged young women in our community. And then we also do a holiday joy drive for boys and girls in group foster care and shelters all across South Louisiana. So any support you guys can give, we'll have our back-to-school drive coming up soon. We'd love it. Please help.
Thanks so much, Jen. Do something about my bad knee, okay? I don't want no money, but if you know anything else, kind of the healing process.
Some PRP blood or something for that knee.
Thank you, Jen. I appreciate it.
Bye, Charlie. Bye, Mike.
Thanks, Jen.
Jen Hale from Fox Sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.